But here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born in Dublin, 1856, author of dozens of plays, Man and Superman, Pygmalion, St. Joan, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1925, and an Oscar in 1938 for the film Pygmalion, the only person in history ever to get both the Nobel and an Oscar. George Bernard Shaw, who every morning when he woke up would go to the sink and fill it with cold water, dip his whole face into the sink with his eyes open, splash his eyes with water 7 times, and then blot his face dry with a bath towel. And afterward he would open up the paper and read the obituaries while he ate his breakfast. George Bernard Shaw was a music critic and literary critic, and he knew all of his own plays by heart. Also a great letter writer, lived to be 94, and died from injuries suffered while falling off a ladder while he was pruning trees, and still widely quoted today. George Bernard Shaw, who said all great truths begin as blasphemies. He said, "The worst sin towards our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them." That's the essence of inhumanity. It's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born Surrey, England, 1894, author of the novel Brave New World, about a future in which genetically engineered people take drugs to keep them happy and have sex all the time, and they never fall in love. It's the birthday of Carl Jung, born in Kessville, Switzerland, 1875, founder of analytic psychology, who noticed that myths and fairy tales from all kinds of cultures have similarities, which he called archetypes. He believed that archetypes come from a collective unconscious that is shared by all humans, and that if people get in touch with these archetypes in their own lives, they will be happier and healthier. And it's the birthday of filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, born New York City, 1928, who directed Dr. Strangelove and 2001, A Space Odyssey. He was a notorious perfectionist, Stanley Kubrick. One of his set designers said, "We developed an extremely close relationship, and as a result, I had to live almost completely on tranquilizers." Here's a poem for today by Paul J. Willis, entitled Common Ground. "Today I dug an orange tree out of the damp, black earth. My grandfather bought a grove near Anaheim at just my age. Like me, he didn't know much. 'How'd you learn to grow oranges, Bill?' friend said. 'Well,' he said, 'I look at what my neighbor does, and I just do the opposite.' Up in Oregon, he and his brother discovered the Willamette River. They were both asleep on the front of the wagon. The horses stopped. His brother woke up. 'Will,' he said, 'Amit, a river.' 'My grandfather, he cooked for the army during the war, the first one. He flipped the pancakes up the chimney. They came right back through the window onto the griddle. In the Depression, he worked in a laundry during the night, struck it rich in pocket knives. My grandfather, he liked to smoke in his orange grove, as far away on the property as he could get from my grandmother, who didn't approve of life in general, him in particular. Smoking gave him something to feel disapproved for, set the world back to rights. Like everyone else, my grandfather sold his grove to make room for Disneyland. He laughed all the way to the bank, bought in town, lived to see his grandsons born, and died of cancer before anyone wanted him to, absent now in the rootless presence of damp, black earth." Common Ground, a poem by Paul J. Willis from his collection Visiting Home, published by Pecan Grove Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.